Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Checking in with Dr. Mehmet Oz this morning. He's the guy who's got two TV shows now.
The guy.
His regular show, and now he's going to be on Jeopardy for this entire week.
And next week. Yeah, two weeks.
And next week. A two-week run, huh? Well, you were so good, they had to keep you for 2 weeks.
I think they wanted to watch me flail, because it's like drinking from a fire hose. Alex Trebek made it look easy, but it's not.
I like that, drinking from a fire hose.
Have you had a chance to watch any of the guest hosts?
I watched a little bit of Katie Couric, just because I wanted to find, get an idea what it was like. Mm-hmm. But I'm the second, the executive producer, Mike, is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Jennings, who's, if you can win the game that many times, you can certainly host the game.
Right.
The challenge is there's some mistakes you can make and there's some you cannot make without destroying the game. And Jeopardy fans, and I'm one of them, are purists. They want it done perfectly. So if I misread something, I had to learn when to let it go and when to fix it. Because if you stop all the time, you're going to muck up the competition, because then the people who didn't buzz in get more time to figure out the answer. So that's part of the art form. I watched Alex do it. He was fantastic at it. He would keep the flow going and come back and touch up things later on that he didn't get perfect, because he was a perfectionist. But mm-hmm. he didn't want to ever destroy the integrity of the game.
Wow.
Now, you knew Dr. Oz, you knew Alex Trebek. You guys were pretty good friends. We were close, right?
Very close. When I was making my 1,000th show, I'm allowed to ask for favors once in a while. So I said, I want my anniversary present, Alex Trebek. And so he came out and surprised me.
Aww.
But I used to go visit him on the set. I played Celebrity Jeopardy. I would watch him as a fan, but also as a friend. And I'll tell you one quick story. The last time I was with him, so I would hang backstage with him in between shows, he said, I want to show you something. And he was dying of pancreatic cancer. So he walked me out, and there's this huge hallway where they have all their Emmys. Walked right past them. I thought he was going to show me the Emmys. Walks right past them to a small little glass area. It wasn't so small. It was the side of the wall. But it was all the letters, quilts, notes people had sent him, wishing him well. And he got very emotional, and he said, this is what it's all about. And I think that speaks to who he is. And that's actually the culture of Jeopardy. They took me, and I went through boot camp. They teach you specifics about, subtle things in the game.
Wow.
So you can arbitrate, because you got to judge quickly. You get 61 questions in a Jeopardy, 60 plus the double Jeopardy, plus Final Jeopardy. So you got to get all 61 right, and you have to practice to do that.
Wow. It's a lot more. It's quite an undertaking to host that thing, isn't it?
It is. But guess who's next? Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
Figure if he could play in the NFL and quarterback, he could probably make. It's all about fast response. You've got to be able to stay up with the contestants, because they're really good.
How long did it take you to record all 2 weeks?
We did it over 3 days. You take.
Wow.
You try to do 5 shows a day. You do a boot camp for a day. And then they're practicing with you continually, helping you get better and better.
Man.
And you do get better. I mean, it takes a while, but obviously hosting a TV show, you guys would do it because you host, for years your radio program. So you know how to keep the conversation going. That's the other thing. Those contestants are already nervous. If you're nervous, you really mess them up. So you have to be, at least on the outside, calm and collected.
We're talking to Dr. Oz, who's hosting Jeopardy tonight for the very first time. He's going to do it for the next couple of weeks. And you seem pretty comfortable. You have, the proper amount of knowledge about the show. And you watched, like you said, Katie do it. And you've been around the show before. You've been on the show. So you were probably pretty relaxed.
Well, I felt good once I was prepared. You know, it's actually like surgery. You prep, and then once the actual operation starts, you don't think about the fact that you're doing the operation. You just do the operation, and that's how it felt. You know, getting ready for it, there's a lot of anticipation. You might call it nervousness. And then as you actually start the game, there is no time to think about anything but focusing on the answer they just gave you, whether it's right, wrong, who to go to next. All the little nuances of the game that make it fun, you know, all those eventualities occur. Then you have to trust your team. And you see them. You see all the judges and executive producers and, you know, the leaders are there. So they're over there. They're there to support you, but you have to call it as you see it. You're like the umpire. And that's what made Alex so good, because he was so comfortable that he made you feel comfortable as a contestant.
Man, it takes a lot of self-discipline to have that kind of focus. But I guess as a surgeon, you know that, yeah.
Now, do you get were you able to get any kind of temperature on who they're talking to or looking at to be the permanent host?
No, and I don't think, I mean, I gave them some recommendations just, I think, in terms of, you know, where the show's going. But I tell you, they have a spectacular executive producer who's in there, who took over the last year. So he was transitioning from Alex to where we're going in the future. And this guy's one of the most capable executives I've ever seen in media. He could actually host it himself. He's a handsome young leader who's done a bunch of game shows. He understands the flow of game. He understands where America is. So they're going to make a great choice no matter who it is. I think they're doing a wonderful job auditioning people, because it's fun. People like me are talking to you when we normally would have been talking about Jeopardy this morning. And right. So if they could probably fill the entire year taking a dozen people.
Yes.
You'll have athletes, you'll have surgeons, you'll have network TV and news people, you'll have entertainers. And you want people of different color, different gender, everything, you know, all that stuff, because you just want to see what it looks like. So, you know, make the show live for modern day America. And then I think they'll come up with an answer that obviously is a lot of focus data research is going to go into it, but they're going to come up with a solution. They're going to have half a dozen people who could equally do it well. Then they're going to have to just pick the person who they want to go with for the next decade.
Well, I can tell you this, just from watching everyone, they've been very careful not to let the guest host take over the show, or, you know, the show just seems to flow.
The show's the thing,
perfectly.
Yeah.
And the guest host is there, but it's not about that host.
Without question. And I think that's the big message that you take when you're at Jeopardy. The game is bigger than any of us. The smallest little issues, debates about whether the answer was good enough or not, these guys would come. They'd spend 45 minutes debating whether the answer was given in a close enough way. They'd stop the game in order to make sure that it was done perfectly. And it all is because that's the culture. And, you know, and culture trumps, in fact, it eats strategy. You can say whatever you want about what you're going to do, but the culture of the people there matter. And Billy, who's the dean of the judges, that guy, I mean, he doesn't bend anything. It's got to be perfect.
Boy, you're on first-name basis with the whole crew there, aren't you?
I love them. They're great guys.
He is Dr. Oz. We love him. He's on Jeopardy tonight as the guest host. We'll talk to you soon, Mehmet. Thank you.
Next week. Stay well, my friend. Bye-bye.
Jeopardy tonight.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.